Gang, we all know Spotify has become the ultimate destination app for music lovers. I have an account and I love it. I find new music by following Tastemaker playlists, and I make my own playlist that I share featuring music from guests that have been on the show. Well, did you know that aside from all of that great music on Spotify, all of your favorite podcasts are available on Spotify, including How Did I Get Here? That's right. Just go to Spotify.com or download the app from your app store. And don't forget to follow How Did I Get Here? That's Spotify. Millions of songs and thousands of podcasts. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Right, hello, I'm Johnny, I'm your host, welcome to the show. I hope you guys all had a good weekend, whatever it is you did this weekend. I hope you're doing well and hanging in there throughout this insanity, this world and American insanity that we're going through on a constant basis for the last, I don't know how long anymore. I don't even know how long I've been indoors. It's insane. It is insane. I did get out and play some with Skyrocket this weekend. I got to play on Friday night. We did a live stream. People tuned in. They seemed to like it. It was a lot of fun. It was fun to get to play with the gang. We did it from our drummer Darren's house. I'm actually doing this on Saturday. So Saturday night, tonight I'm doing a private one. We're doing a private one. We're going back to Darren's house, getting in the living room. And these people are having a birthday party. And it's a very responsible party, socially distanced in a backyard. And we will be projected onto a giant screen in the backyard. And they will watch us and dance and do whatever it is they do when they watch us play. Anyway, those kind of things are nice when you kind of get back to normal, a little bit back to normal. I mean, we're not playing places in front of people, but at least we're getting together and playing again, which is really exciting and fun. Yeah, it's nice to get back to that work is basically what I'm trying to say, is that that's what I'm built to do. I'm built to get out and play with other people, play music with others, and entertain people. It's been great doing the podcast. You know, this podcast today is dropping on Monday because I've added a new, like, sub-series of the show called From the Vault, where I find old shows from the last 9 years, polish them up, put a new intro on them, and release them. They're ones you might have missed because we're getting new people coming to the show all the time. We've been around for a long time. And while we're on the subject, I wanted to ask you guys a big favor. If you don't mind me bending your ear for a second. Gang, fan engagement and audience engagement is our currency. So I am encouraging you that if you like this show, share it on social media. We are on Facebook under How Did I Get Here. Find us at How Did I Get Here on Facebook. You can like the Facebook page. You can share it. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Johnny Gowdy. Get on there. Follow the show. Share them. If you like a show, like it. Let us know how we're doing. Leave a comment. All of those things really help us. Fan engagement and audience engagement is our currency. I'll be able to keep on doing this, keep on getting more advertising if you guys are sharing it and talking about the show. So if you do like it and you like a show, please do me the favor of sharing it. You can tag us in it, or you can put hashtag How Did I Get Here Pod and let us know. Bringing you new shows all the time, introducing you to great bands. Today, I've got a fantastic band that's returning to the show for the second time. This is Como Las Movies. They have a brand new single and B-side dropping this week on 7-inch vinyl, limited edition, from Trucha Soul Records. Their singles, Cumbia de los Monjes and La Inconforme, come out this week, and they start shipping this week. So you can find them at comolasmovies.com. Fantastic tunes. Great sound. We actually had a great time talking. The first time, I think it was just Nelson and Renee or something, but this time they wanted to bring everyone, but since they couldn't bring everyone, we did it via Zoom. So it's a whole cast of people. It's Nelson, Jeff, Renee, and Alfredo from Como Las Movies, and also Dylan Fisher, my good friend from Chicken Run Studios and from engineering and working with me and my friend Scrappy. Good friend of mine, engineer, producer, bass player out there. And anyway, the band is fantastic. Como Las Movies is a great band. We have a great conversation about the climate, about releasing music during this time, about about being a Latin band. You know, they were nominated for Best Latin Band at the 2020 Austin Music Awards. They played Blues on the Green. They were picked and put on the Latinx playlist on Spotify. A lot of exciting things happen for these guys, and they're a great band, and we have a fantastic conversation. So without further ado, please enjoy my conversation with Nelson, Jeff, Renee, and Alfredo from Como Las Movies with special guest, engineer, and producer Dylan Fisher. Let's get down. And bring on the hits. All right, so you guys released a 7-inch last year as well.
Mm-hmm.
YPQSP. What is that?
That's actually an acronym for a very long song title.
Okay.
Which was Y por qué seguimos peleando.
Ah, mira.
Yeah.
Why do we keep on fighting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it was just too long. That's how I initially wrote the title, and then it just became YPQ, especially, you know, rehearsal, man. The last thing you want to do is repeat the title. Hey, can we go over this part on YPQSP? So that's kind of what it became.
You know what I love about, I love the song, but I also love the video, man.
Oh.
Who did that?
Well, he's one of the guys that can't make it, Ted.
Oh, don't even say his name. He'll never work in this town again. I'm going to keep on saying that. Well, he did a great job, man. That's a gorgeous video. I thought sometimes, yeah, man, just a band doing what they do in black and white is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, we actually shot it at Scott's studio.
Or at the Chicken Run.
Chicken Run. Yeah.
Yeah. Dylan's studio as well.
Dylan's studio, baby.
Yeah.
Guys, yeah, let me quickly introduce you guys. Nelson, Jeff, and Renee from the band. And Dylan Fisher right here on the podcast. Dude, you're on my show. Can I very quickly say something to you and acknowledge something?
Yeah, go ahead.
You were one of the fucking six people at my last show before we went underground.
I know, yeah. You and Chris, and was there somebody else on the bill? Or was it just you and Chris?
It knows me, and my many personalities might make you remember.
Yeah. That was a good show.
No, so how have you... That was the first show people were hitting each other with elbows. No one was touching.
It was still early on. Nobody really knew like what it was yet.
It was March 13th, and I feel like that next Saturday, that's when like, okay, there's no South by South. Nothing's ever going to happen again. Everyone's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
What venue was it, Johnny?
Cenote.
Oh, you're a Cenote.
Oh. The one on Cameron? Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, I live right behind there.
Yeah, there could have been seven people there. See what happened?
I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of the 2-for-1 Burger Thursdays. Big fan.
You know, I see that sign there, and I knew they do have good food. But really quickly, you guys, Dylan, your role in this is you engineered and produced this?
That's correct, and I mixed it as well.
And you mixed it as well. Great job, man. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. There's you guys are releasing this 7-inch single. Now, is La Inconforme, the B-side to the 7-inch?
Yes, okay. That's correct.
So Cumbia de los Monjes.
It would be the side A. Correct.
Side A, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, great job, man. You guys, so that's a traditional song that you guys reinterpreted.
Correct.
How many times has that song been done? A lot?
You know, looked into it, Rene, I know you and I had this conversation recently. Three times, maybe? Three?
Yeah, I think including ours, probably three times.
Yeah.
So where is it? Is it? It's Colombian, right?
No, it's actually the song's actually a Mexican band. And Greñas, who will be joining us soon, he could tell you more about that band.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually a Mexican band called, it's different reincarnations of that band. to be honest. So I think, like I said, our drummer probably has a better idea of which band it was. I can't recall at the moment, but it's a Mexican band who wrote this cumbia.
Grupo G, I believe, right, Nelson?
There's Super Grupo G, there's Grupo G, there's a lot of Grupo G's, man. I don't know. I think Greñas, because actually Greñas turned us on to La Inconforme, and this, the La Cumbia Los Mojos, happens to be by the same author. Same,
yeah, okay.
Same author. I don't know the same band, but the
right,
same.
Right.
Yeah, and so that was Omar, who's the head of Pucha Soul Records. He had a list of songs that he was looking at. He goes, hey, man, I would love for you guys to try to cover, apart from Inconforme, try to cover this. And so I went through the list, and Cumbia Los Mojos was the one that really stood out. I said, you know what? This is something Como Las Movies could reinterpret and hopefully reimagine it and make it kind of cool, cool take on a classic, right?
Yeah.
So.
That was a year ago now. We'd just started messing around at practice with it.
He approaches it at South by Southwest last year, 2019, and he asked, are you guys interested in doing this? I'm going to start a record label, and I'd love to have you guys be my first artist, I guess, on the label. And I was like, well, can I trick it out? That's what I told him. And he's like, yeah, whatever that means, here, man. And so, yeah, I want to hand it off to Jeff, because Jeff, the ending of Cumbia Los Monjes is one of my favorite parts. But that,
oh, yeah,
that,
dude.
That was actually Jeff.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Oh, we just we were kind of looking at ways of making it our own, tricking it out, as Nelson said. And we just stuck with the pentatonic progression and ran with it. Really kind of went with the psychedelic kind of spacey feel on it, and I really feel like we succeeded in putting our own twist on it.
Yeah, part definitely.
Part of it was sort of de-tricking it, because as then the verses were rapped, and they were very cheesy, and so we knew we weren't going to do that. We were going to inject some variation of vocals in it, but it wasn't going to be a rap. So we decided, well, let's take the rhythm of that and bass instrumentation to that. So it started with guitar, and I'd come up with this busy guitar lick, and then Nelson sort of came in and did the synth that sounded better, and it took the song and really kind of gave the song a voice. So the guitar kind of sits back now, and it's got this really great synth. Was it the Virus that you use?
Yeah, it was the Axis Virus. Yeah,
that patch. Good, dude. Yeah. And so that's what we do now for the verses, and so in a way it's sort of de-tricking, taking a little bit of the vocal out of it and bringing in these other cool Como Las Movies textures.
And of the vocals that are there, it's mainly Nelson, who's not the lead vocalist. Nelson did most of the singing on that.
All the chanting on the thing?
Yeah, the gang vocal.
Yeah, that's all you.
I call it.
Did you guys?
Well, it's all of us. It's all of us, but is it mostly me? I guess
it's mostly you. Yeah.
You did the second one by the second piece of the verse by yourself, because I at the time I hadn't rehearsed it, and so I couldn't say it. you took it.
What do you think it is about like cumbia and like that music that lends itself so readily to psychedelia, to psychedelic interpretation? You know what I mean?
It's the repetitive nature, I think.
Is that what it is?
Of the rhythm, it's so accessible.
It really
absolutely
is.
I mean, you hear that a lot with like a lot of, I think, the more popular psychedelic music is really droned out.
Yeah.
The music as a whole, as a sacred practice, I think is just, you know, whether it be chanting, Gregorian chanting, or traditional African music, I mean, the stuff that's really, you know, rhythmically accessible to where anybody can catch on. And it's really strong. It's a really strong groove. It's really easy to kind of get lost in technique and make things more complicated and complex. But
yeah,
a lot of times you end up losing a lot of people in the process, unfortunately.
Right. And it's interesting with all of that Latin music. Like, to me, it's super interesting that it has whatever, like when it gets to like Cuba and South America, there tends to be this African thing thrown into it rhythmically, right?
Definitely.
But there's such an influence of like that, I guess it comes from Northern Africa, like the Middle Eastern, like, you know, like that is in our music that we do. And it comes from having like that weird, it lends itself well to like monotonal, like one chord songs, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it allows for a lot of improvisation and everyone being able to be really comfortable just kind of expressing themselves. If, you know, if the tonal center isn't completely or constantly shifting.
Yeah. I also feel like that style of music, I'm not joking, like it seems like everybody likes it. You know what I mean? Well, like I always like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it was a sort of imported exported thing, especially speaking of like the really popular medium of like chicha, for instance.
Right.
Peruvian.
Right.
Yeah. Well, those were all borrowed. Well, not the music, but the textures were borrowed from American Western surf,
right,
and rock and roll, and then like stewed into this thing,
right,
aged for 3 or 4 decades, and then imported back in like the 90s or 80s, and then kind of just blew up.
I had one of the last guests I actually had in the studio was Greg Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
From Money Chicha and Grupo Fantasma and Brownout. And that guy can give lectures on that stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, amazing. You guys have gotten him, I guess.
He's a friend of ours. He's a friend of Nelson's, and he was in one or two of our first shows, actually.
So, yeah, he played with us a couple of times, so that was really cool to have him on board.
That's awesome. And there is... go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, he's encyclopedic about that music and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's a tremendous... I wish I was kind of closer friends with him because I feel like sometimes I want to ask him stuff. But yeah, you never know if you're driving someone nuts. It's interesting because, you know, talking about a guy like him, like it also seems like the bass in those songs is the line that goes into Tejano music.
Definitely. It's a little bit of a different rhythmic feel,
right,
but it's all very pentatonic.
Yeah.
And it goes back to just accessibility. I mean, people, if you want to get people dancing, people of all stripes, I mean, you have to make it easy and accessible to where everybody can catch that groove.
Yeah. Did you guys do Blues on the Green in 2019, right?
Correct.
That's when you guys were on the show last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because that's when you guys had recorded something with Dylan before at Chicken Run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. The YPQSP.
That's how I met you guys. Right. Right. So, how did that crowd react? Who are you playing with? Who are you opening for?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dylan.
We were opening for Ben Queller, and I ran sound for them at that show.
Sweet.
And, you know, a lot of the crowd was behind me from where I was standing, but what I could see, everybody seemed to really be enjoying it. And, during soundcheck, the stagehands were all really, really into it. So that was really fun to watch. But it seemed like everybody really enjoyed it. I didn't, like I said, most of the crowd was behind me. But
I think that would be tough to go on as like a straight up rock dude after something so rhythmic and joyous sounding. Nothing against my man Ben Queller, but
yeah,
he killed it.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, he always does. That guy's amazing. But still, like musically, you know what I mean? You don't want to follow a party with your, you know, bummer trip.
I think my sense of it, Johnny, was that folks were trying to kind of figure out what was happening. Most of them were obviously Ben Queller fans, and that's what they were there for. But, you know, if you look at merch sales and stuff, I think we did all right.
Yeah.
that was a good day for merch sales after our show, but it was really cool. We got to meet Ben Queller, and man, that heat, I remember more than anything else, I remember that heat during soundcheck.
Oh God. Yeah. That's the stage that faces the sun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
I mean, I understand not making the entire crowd face the sun, but I saw Sturgill Simpson at ACL a few years ago at like 6:30 or 7:00, and he was just front, like you could see his eyes were burning, kept on wiping his eyes and like, you know. Let me ask you this, because you guys are a band, it's a Latin band, got some brown guys in there, some Latinx guys. With the Blues on the Green and the stance that Jackie Venson took last month to sort of integrate more people of color into the Ben Queller slots of the Blues on the Green. And once again, nothing against Ben Queller, he's a great guy. And nothing against Blues on the Green. How are you guys standing with all of that stuff now? I see you guys are posting a lot of stuff. There's a lot of like, hey, we're in this together. But mm-hmm. tell me from your own, like, let's start with Jeff.
I think it's long overdue. It's no secret. I mean, the racial history in this city is just absolutely terrible, and there's a long way to go. This is definitely a step in the right direction, but like I said, it's long overdue. And there, you know, coming, I'm from San Antonio, and being in a city like Austin, I mean, there's just a long way to go. I think that Austin considers itself a pretty progressive city.
It really does.
But I think there's a lot of discomfort when confronted with the racial history of this town.
Yeah.
And the present reality, which is this city still needs to diversify in leaps and bounds. There's still a long way to go.
Yeah. At San Antonio, are you Latin at all?
No. I'm Lebanese and Irish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've had your own persecution. You guys have had their own. what about you, Nelson?
You know, I think the initial response when Jackie Venson posted, and of course I followed it quite a bit. Actually, I did hear your interview with her, and that was a great, great show, man. You know, I follow your show, so yeah. I that was a really great show.
Thanks, man.
I was listening to every second of that, everything you guys were talking about. But I think the initial response by Blues on the Green, I think was poorly handled, to be honest. I thought it was poorly handled. And I'm glad that we were able to participate in Blues on the Green last year. And it would be really unfair to, blame them or, you know, for not being more open to other artists, because I think this is bigger than that at this point. They're not the only people to blame. But I remember I did have an experience with what was difficult about this. This is what I thought about when the whole Jackie Venson thing, to get to the point, which is when we got asked to be part of Blues on the Green, with that single YPQSP was about to come out, and I tried my best to get ACL Radio to play it on their Sunday night local show. Never heard back from them. And I had to ask. I think I even got a hold of the program director and emails to certain DJs that were, and I wasn't asking them to be played at 5 o'clock.
Right. You're asking for like basically what they give everyone.
I figure if we're on Blues on the Green,
yeah,
and you're promoting the show, and now, man, crickets the whole time. And obviously, you know, you don't want to bite the hand that gives you a snack. obviously they're not. And so I was that comes to mind for me, the whole Blues. So yeah, I think changes are need to happen. But like, again, going back to how it was poorly handled, like, well, we don't think, you know, band or an artist of color can headline. So what the fuck is that about? Have you fucking tried?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but that comes to mind, how there is no support. And I remember I did my part. I went through the channels. I figure we're open enough for Ben Queller at Blues on the Green. At the least, they'll probably play us the Cyanide homegrown whatever type of show on ACL radio. And crickets, man, crickets.
On the the radio station that sponsors the show.
Right, yeah. Correct.
Well, that's definitely wrong. Also, I talked to Jackie a little bit about this, and I do feel like a lot of this kind of thing is like is just people get into their groove and or a rut. I should say it more of a rut and less of a groove, because while I don't think anyone's specifically keeping people out, they keep recycling these headliners. And nothing against Bob Schneider. He's a good friend of mine. I think he's amazing. But there's time, you know, have him every 3 or 4 years. You know what I mean? Like using. But the thing is I think that those guys have had success with those guys in the past. And so just out of sheer unimaginativeness, they just go for the, you know. Oh, maybe we'll sprinkle it with some new openers. But I think there's plenty of people, I think, that could do, you know, I think there's a lot more going on. Like, you know, Grupo Fantasma was out winning Grammys, you know, when all of those people, Shiny Ribs and all those guys, were still doing Blues on the Green, you know?
Right.
So it's been proven. And you guys, I mean, obviously.
I think I think it is sort of a... like risk management in a way, and something repeatable that has a base is a lot riskier than somebody who's got a rumbling boil, but not a lot of people have heard about it. You know, that's a roll of the dice, and I think there's a little bit of that at play. But you know, Jackie had really kind of given an opportunity there, and that was botched. And you know, it just like. We got to move past tokens, past the tokens, the token sets, and really do the homework and do the work. The buyers have to do more work and listen to more music and pay attention to what's happening, you know, on the ground level.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of talented artists out there, and it, you know, it just the old school artist and repertoire kind of attitude towards things is not really there. It's just quick decisions and a lot more mindfulness to bottom line than, you know, the enrichment of
the culture. Of the set.
Yeah, the culture.
I was going to say, I think about what Renee's talking about, like the risk management and things like that. I think Blues on the Green is a place where like you might have a little more room to take a chance too, because not that those other artists they have don't draw a crowd, but I think that there's a built-in audience at Blues on the Green, and you're going to get, you know, a couple thousand people, no matter who plays.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait a minute. Are you saying that you thought the Blues on the Screen thing wasn't?
Oh, I'm talking about Blues on the Green.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, but yeah. I meant Renee. Sorry. I'm looking at you, Renee. Were you saying that the Blues on the Screen wasn't handled well?
No. Yeah. Well, you know, whenever, initial offer to Jackie.
Oh, okay, right. Okay.
And her, right, okay. her insistence on an African American set.
Right. Or an African American bill. Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
You know, can I interject really
sure,
quick, Johnny?
Please.
Just a big shout out to at least the local stations, like Co-op and KBRX always, and KUT as well. But also you know who's been really supportive, at least and I don't know the guy personally, but he knows Como Las Music is John Laird on Homegrown 101X Live, man.
Oh, nice.
Shows. He's been very supportive of
nice.
Como Las Music. I'm assuming he's just supportive of just music.
Yeah.
It's not. And yeah, so it was really great to hear us mixed in with, you know, it's we primarily sing in Spanish. Not that we'll never sing in English. It just hasn't happened yet. But lyrically, it's mostly in Spanish. And there was sandwiching between, you know, some really amazing artists, Black Angels and whoever else, Ben Queller. I think actually that particular show when a few months back.
He's everywhere.
We played. We were on the same Homegrown live show with Ben Queller. And a great song that Ben Queller released recently. I forgot the title of it, but I highly recommend it.
He's a great songwriter. So,
but John Laird, man, 101 Homegrown, amazing and very supportive.
So let's talk about recording these tunes. Where did you guys do them? Did you do them at Chicken Run or Chicken? You did them at Chicken Run?
Yeah, we did them at Chicken Run over 2 days.
How much of this is done live?
Well, Long Conforme was all live, and that's the band said that was something that was unique or unusual for them, because that's usually it'll be drums or drums and bass at once, and then just everything gets layered on top. But Long Conforme was all live, and it was a lot of fun. And they said they'd never worked that way as a band before. I think it was a good experience.
Yeah, man, because when I hear you, that's what it sounds like to me. Because to me, it's so... I guess also because your setup is set up like a band, you can do it. But like when you have Latin music and you don't have like a drum set, you have different guys providing different parts of the overall rhythm.
Yeah.
You know? But I do feel like it sounds like it all sounds like it was recorded live.
Yeah, we on Cumbia Los Monjes, we overdubbed some of the percussion stuff with our drummer Gringos. We had a bunch of us, or not percussionists, get stand there with them in front of a mic, and we all had I know the assistant engineer Lindsay. He also was on board, and we were all like playing the parts, obviously in time, I hope.
and she sang on that one too.
Yeah,
she provided the female vocal.
That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun to do. Again, it's really cool just hearing this group of people just playing percussion and then the type of sound. It was great.
Yeah, that's always fun.
So when this record comes out on August 18th, people will be able to get it at the obviously the Como Las Movies website, right?
For sure.
Okay.
Bandcamp, that's going to be our, you can go straight there. So the idea is we're releasing this the single side A on digitally, but you will have the 7-inch single will be available via Bandcamp.
Okay.
So you can get two songs.
Yeah.
Instead of just one. Yeah.
Bonus B-side.
Bonus B-side. So Cumbia de los Monjes will come out on streaming services as well on the 18th?
Correct.
Okay.
And that's via Trucha Soul Records.
Right. And is Trucha Soul Records here in Austin?
Sure is.
Okay. Awesome. Who else do they have other than you guys?
They're new. They're
what?
I said they're new. They're actually Austin's only cumbia label. Actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're making the debut with Como Las Movies.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, you guys deserve all this stuff because I think that you're a great band, and I love,
thank you.
I love what you guys do. It is very, it speaks to a lot of things that I like. Are there cumbia, like there seems to be like the psychedelic cumbia scene here in Austin. Is there outside of like Latin American countries, is that something that's happening in Dallas or LA or something, or is this just like something that's happening here at this level? Anyone?
Cumbia?
I'm not sure.
Well, no, just kind of like, I mean, the psychedelic,
heard, like a Chicano Batman doing some, you know.
Okay.
There's there's not a lot of bands that I can cite. Who is it? Gio Chamba? Is that right?
Gio Chamba out of Houston?
Chamba.
Yeah. They're doing it. There's not a lot that I can cite immediately.
I think I need to, should we reach out to Greg? He'll tell us. But
Gonzalez.
Greg Gonzalez. Yeah.
I think I actually asked him this question, and he's probably listening it, like looking for my phone number to tell me to go listen to my own show.
my take on it, Johnny, is obviously, you know, the whole psychedelic cumbia is Peru is known for it more than anyone else.
Right.
But look, here in the States, apparently, sorry to interrupt, but Greg is trying to get in.
Okay.
Can someone email him? I send it to him right now.
I don't have anyone trying to get in.
Okay, let me try again.
So,
sorry about that.
I mean, there's a healthy scene here in Austin, even though most of the bands are Grupo Fantasma with different names. Like Brownout, Money Chicha, Grupo Fantasma is all one band.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Johnny, sorry to interrupt again. Sorry about this, man. Apparently, it's saying it's invalid because I tried it right now. It's invalid meeting, invalid ID number or something. I'm not sure why that's happening.
I'm sorry. It should work.
Yes, it's saying. Can I try it right now myself? And it's.
Huh, that's weird.
That's okay. I mean, we should probably keep rolling. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
We don't have much longer. I'm sorry, man. It's what happens when you load up this podcast with 90,000 people. But I was actually looking forward to the juggling aspect of it. Well, let's talk more about, are you guys able to do like live streams or any kind of shit like that now?
Yeah, we've gotten to do a couple of virtual concerts. So we've done one for the Mexican American Cultural Center, well as submitted for NPR's Tiny Desk. So we kind of have had a little experience now where we've done, our stuff is the way we play it live is against backing tracks. So we have some percussive and some ambient textural stuff that's just going throughout the song.
Oh, cool.
And it marks to stop in the end. So it really was an easy transition for us to just everybody gets that piece. We all track live to it. And then either myself or Dylan mixes it and Nelson edits the video. And so we've been able to really easily bang out things like, you know, things like a virtual concert. Live streaming, not so much because we're not in the same room. Any of us ever, you know, since the pandemic, but virtual, yeah, it's been very doable.
And what else are you able to do for this, like to promote this album at this point? Just do a bunch of these things?
We're hoping to get some press stuff going. So radio is obviously going to be the biggest if we can grab some of that love. Otherwise, yeah, we'll probably be doing some sit-down live streaming stuff via our social medias, and hopefully some print stuff would be great. But yeah, Nelson, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we can't tour on it at this moment, man.
No.
Unfortunately, we can't. And but at this point, hopefully we'll with the release, we might get some more opportunities to do some live stream stuff, or not live stream, but at least send in, you know, some recorded version of a song or two. But man, I guess it's, I think Rene hit them all, man. I don't know what else we could do at this point, but we had talked earlier, Trucha Soul, Omar from Trucha Soul and I had spoken earlier, maybe March or April, and we're like, well, we'll just wait. Because we it was supposed to come out, you know, a few months or maybe a month or two earlier, before the pandemic hit, and but we were like, well, we can't sit on this for the rest. And I see bands like Holy Wave, and as far as what comes to mind right now, one of the most recent releases, like Holy Wave, and Rene himself releasing stuff too, where we, I mean, there's no time like the present, I suppose, and hopefully, maybe people being at home and needing more of, you know, an outlet, a distraction, if you will, might be a good thing in the long run. But I'm glad we decided to release during this time and not wait till the right time. Not just because it's been sitting, it's in our laps for a while, but I also said, well, we need to get it out and hopefully people can find the song and or the record as something else to accompany them during this pandemic, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff, you missing the stage, man?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I gotta say, I mean, it's been really a productive time being at home. I do a lot of mosaic art as well.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I've been staying really busy. The projects that we've had with recording in separate rooms, doing a video as well for Cumbia de los Mones, it's been a very enriching time. Definitely missing the stage, but just gotta, you know, keep in mind, be patient that it's, you know, in the benefit of the community as a whole that we just kind of take things slow and we'll get back to business as usual eventually, but
yeah,
we're just all gonna have to play it really safe and be cautious about encouraging people to come out into group setting in an enclosed environment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
Dylan, How are you? I just realized it looks like you look like a radio DJ from like the 70s with all the vinyl behind
my wall of records behind me.
Yeah, you doing all right, man? What are you doing?
Listening to a lot of records.
Yeah.
no, I mean I really am, but you know I work a few days a week at Starbucks, which is nice because it's gets me health insurance. Yeah. But other than that, not really. Haven't done too much. I've only done. I helped out with the live stream event, or I guess I don't know if it was live stream, but for Texas Gentlemen, they're promoting their new record, and they did some filming for I guess a Facebook event, St. Elmo Soundstage. I helped out with that, and Renee and I might be working on a live stream coming up at the end of next month. But other than that, just staying home, listening to music. Working a couple days. That's about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
He's also been producing. He's been producing my stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. I was just about to ask you, Renee. So you're going to be doing a live stream for your own stuff. What's your thing?
The live stream is actually going to be next month for Emily Wolf. So we'll be behind all stage. We'll be doing our technical thing. The stuff that Dylan's been producing with me has been solo stuff. So I kind of started a project in June of putting out a full blown song every month until the end of time, or until someone says stop, or I have to go back to work and lose all of my artist.
so the first song, Honey and Cigs, is out now.
Yeah, the first one's out now.
And the next comes out Wednesday for the next song.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Called Heart's Eye. And it's a really good, I think, well-written, like lyrically well-written piece of music that captures kind of the moment that we're in with all the turmoil. So not just from the pandemic, but from, you know, all the protests and everything.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
What's your name?
My name is Alfredo. I'm the drummer with Cumulus Movies. I'm very sorry.
Alfredo, tarde.
Yes, there. I'm sorry. And I was getting trouble connecting, finally. I'm not a tech person.
How are you doing, man?
I'm good. Thank you. I was doing some errands, and I get stuck in the road.
Yeah. You
getting the sentence, getting beer, getting food.
Let me ask you a couple of questions that I had for you specifically, because we're kind of got like about 10 minutes left here. But I wanted to there was some stuff I wanted to talk. I was starting to talk about with them rhythmically, like in a traditional sort of like Latin band where there's not a drum set. And I'm thinking of more like Cuban bands or something like that. You know what I mean? Where they put together this giant rhythm by having a bunch of dudes play a little bit. There's no drum set. There's like a bunch of dudes doing a tik tik tik. And there's a guy going, you know what I mean? And it makes this whole giant thing. So as a guy that plays drum set in a band like this, what is your approach?
What is my approach?
To cover that much space in this music with just your drum set.
I try to keep it simple. It's always good that Nelson gives me a back track or a loop, something to for me to continue and then get more my part. And I know what you mean by saying like just little. A clave sound and then a cowbell and
right shake. And then a dude playing bongo and then another guy playing timbale or something, but it all makes this giant rhythm that a guy playing a drum set has to cover all on his own in some way.
This in Cumulus Movies, what helps me a lot, it's that shakers in the back or a bass drum as a guide, and then I can do something with my drum kit. I have a few percussions, and then on my right side it's few electronics and also the regular drums. So I try to do a little bit
of everything.
And that's how I get all the influences of Latin beat music, a little bit of rock, electronic, synth pop, and cumbia. So all together. And of course, influenced by all the Afro and Cuban percussionists.
Yeah. Where are you from?
From Monterrey, Mexico.
All right. That's a good place.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah?
I love it.
How long have you been here?
10 years.
Yeah? What brought you here? Did you move here for music or did you move here for...
Yes. I came with the hope of the American musician American dream, and it's good that I met my Comulat Movies bandmates and a lot of musicians, but I realized that it's hard. It's the music, music city, but it's a nice challenge at the same time. So I love it.
Good. Yeah, it isn't easy to make it happen in music in general, but Austin isn't that easy.
No, I realize that. I know, and I really appreciate all the experience happening in these 10 years here.
That's great. That's great. So people can look forward to maybe some new live videos or some videos that are done kind of recorded in the way that you're talking about, as opposed to live stream stuff.
I think that's how we've been working so far, where we just everyone records their parts and then we just put them together. We do have there's a local guy. He actually has done some work for, I just mentioned Holy Wave earlier, a guy named Drip Cuts. So he just directed a video for us. We sent him a headshot of us singing along to Cumbia Los Monjes, singing that, chanting the chorus. So he put it all together. It's fantastic. And that'll see a release sometime later on. Again, if Omar was here, he'd probably tell you more about it. So we definitely miss him.
The video definitely.
I don't see him anywhere.
No. The video definitely ties in the psychedelic thing you've been talking about.
It drives it home for sure. And you can, people can expect to see that within really close proximity to the release. We'll also be supporting the track with most likely some form of a listening party day of a little kind of live stream hangout. And then we'll be virtual performers for Ham Day 2020 in September as well.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. I just saw that was happening. I hope that they're able to. It's sad that during a pandemic, when people really need it the most, it's going to be the most difficult time for them to get that money. So hopefully people will get out there. I'm glad that you guys are doing that. So this single, Cumbia de las Monjes, drops on August 18th. It's a 7-inch single you can get. Go to comolasmovies.com on Trucha Soul Records. What else am I missing? People can go find you guys on Spotify. You got tons of music out there. You're a really, really great band. Alfredo, you missed it. I think you guys are great. And also, sorry, you like came on the thing. You're like sitting down. You've been in traffic and some dude's like, hey, what's your story? So sorry for putting you on the spot. I just wanted to make sure we got you on a little bit.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, you have the best rock and roll look of any quarantine person I've seen on a Zoom thing ever.
Thank you, partner.
Yeah, you've still got it going on. I think the braids and the hat are the magic.
Slow me down.
Yeah. Renee Nelson, great talking to you guys. Always great talking to you guys. And please, Renee, hit me up, man, if you want to come on and talk about the your solo stuff as well, man. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to get involved. And I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of the band, Nelson. You're a great dude as well. Amazingly talented keyboard player. And you guys, yeah, great fucking band. And Dylan, man, you hang in there. Call me sometime, man. You don't ever call. He's looking at me like I'm weird. Oh, he's frozen.
He's frozen.
That's good.
He looked pissed for a second.
Poor Dylan. It just ends with me giving him shit. People can find you guys at comolasmovies.com. This 7-inch single, you can get it through Trucha Soul Records. It comes out on August 18th. What's the Trucha Soul Records website?
They have a Bandcamp at this point. So just
okay.
Trucha Soul Records Bandcamp.
Okay. Yeah. All right, man. Are you sure there's nothing I'm missing?
You know, actually, before I forget, just again, man, as you know, we talked earlier about supporting local music, and I think you do an amazing job by doing that. So thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, man.
I
didn't want to leave that without sharing that because, dude, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know, I'm sure with this pandemic stuff, you're probably busier than ever.
I've been putting out 5 shows a week sometimes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. 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 So this is the only thing that hasn't really suffered, but it's been great. It's great catching up with you guys, and I look forward to hearing more music from you. And hit me up, Renee, if you want to talk about that, about your solo record, too.
For sure. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Great having you guys on.
Thanks, Johnny.
Whoa. It's a lot of dudes on that Zoom chat, man. That was great catching up with those guys. Nelson, Jeff, Renee, and Alfredo from Como Las Movies, along with engineer producer Dylan Fisher. Their new 7-inch single, Cumbia de los Monjes, along with La Inconforme on Trucha Soul Records, drops August 18th. Find them at comolasmovies.com and get involved there. Look up Trucha Soul Records on Bandcamp. All right? This is great stuff, man. Always great catching up with those guys. Those guys are great musicians. Also, Dylan Fisher, great engineer, great producer. I've worked with him on some stuff, and I've always had a good time. Love that dude. Check it out, gang. ComoLasMovies.com. And don't forget, when you're out there checking out ComoLasMovies.com, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever it is that you find podcasts. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Overcast, TuneIn, anywhere you find podcasts, new shows all the time, dropping. This pandemic thing has got me dropping 5 shows a week sometimes. We had a record-breaking week a few weeks ago with a 6-show week. That's a lot, but normally it's 2, Tuesdays and Fridays. But keep on checking in. Subscribe if you want to get involved and look at our back catalog because we are really zooming through. We are on episode 900 and something here. But you can go back. You can go to howdidigethere.podbean.com. Look on the right-hand column, month and year, our shows from the very beginning, from August 10th, 2011. To now are all on there. Also, you can get the Podbean app, which not only has every episode of How Did I Get Here available to you to stream and download, but also all of your favorite podcasts are on there, including Fresh Air, WTF, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin. Every show that you love is on there. Joe Rogan Experience, everything. All right? Thanks so much for listening. Let's hear the rest of this beautiful tune, No Soy De Ti, which is a tune that Como Las Movies dropped earlier. During the pandemic in March. But look for their singles, Cumbia de los Monjes and La Inconforme, coming soon on Trucha Soul Records, August 18th. Have a great day, whatever it is you're doing. Let's get down.